Friday night in the Wells Metz Theater of the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center, a new play based on Aeschylus's The Suppliant Women. It's called Big Love. It's by Charles Mee. It's directed by our guest, Jonathan Manis. And one of the actors for the production is our other guest, Melanie Derleth. Thanks very much for coming in. John, tell us a little bit right away about how this piece was selected and your particular relationship with Aeschylus, with Charles Mee, with modern theater, with thoughts about epic considerations of love, all fit together.
Wow, that's a good question. The plot's very simple. 50 brides are forced to marry 50 grooms, and they don't want to. So they decide to murder their husbands-to-be on their wedding night. And they all do, except for one, who ends up falling in love with her intended, and sort of the repercussions of that. You know, I think the thing that attracted me most to this piece is that it's very much unique to the theater. It's something that can only exist on the live stage space. You can't really make a good movie. The plot is simply something to hang the ideas on. What are the pressures that society and culture puts on manhood and womanhood, and what is expected of you as a woman in modern society and as a man in modern society, and why is it that the sexes sometimes have difficulty communicating? It's really sort of asking tough questions with regards to that and sort of leaving the answers up to the audience.
We're talking with John Manis. He's the director for Big Love at the IU Theater. Our other guest is actor Melanie Derleth. Melanie, who do you play in Big Love?
I play Lydia. Is one of the sisters.
Is she the one who doesn't murder her?
She is.
She is, in fact.
She is that one.
Now, she's the one who breaks ranks with sisterhood.
Correct.
Does she take some grief for this?
She does. The end of the show is very tumultuous. The other 49 sisters are extremely unhappy with her for breaking her word and end up putting her on trial. And her loyalty to her sisters is important to her, but also this love that she has for Nikos, her husband, is extremely important as well. So she's torn between these two worlds, and she's got to really fight for her marriage and for her sisters.
And as an actor, you have to present a character who's of two minds.
Correct. It's fun. I mean, it's a good challenge. It's one of those you don't get too often. I don't have sisters. I have brothers, and I've loved exploring that kind of sisterly bond that I've never had before.
Melanie Derleth, she plays Lydia in the play Big Love by Charles Mee. John, I want to come back to you as the director. You're working. You talked about this as being something that really wouldn't work in a movie, that people aren't going to really enjoy downloading this from iTunes or getting the DVD. You're in the very flexible Wells Metz Theater in the complex. Mm-hmm. Are there special ways that you're using that, or special perhaps lighting or sound?
Well, it's sort of very I mean, how can you say it other than very theatrical, in a sense, which is kind of a cheat, a non-answer, I guess. But the space itself affords us an opportunity of sort of layering images on top of one another. The space also, because it's so intimate, affords a certain level of connection between actor and audience that is different, I should say, than what you achieve in a film.
Mm-hmm. Director John Manis. He's the director of Charles Mee's Big Love, a remake of Aeschylus's The Suppliant Women. It opens this Friday in the Wells Metz Theater of the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center, with performances Friday and Saturday, and then March 26th through 31st. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.